One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hey guys, what's going on? So this is another long one from Ohio. So I don't know if you'll use it or not, but rather than breaking it up into three, I figured I'd just tell the whole story. This story happened from 1994 until 1995, growing up in a haunted house. So before we moved into the house that I would spend my high school years in, we lived in a small white, what used to be servants' quarters for a large colonial next door. And I'll tell you how we got there. So this is Doylestown, Ohio. And there's a town next door called Barberton. And Barberton has a hospital. And at the time, my dad and mom had gotten divorced when I was seven. My dad moves to his best friend's basement in Kenmore looking for a job. He's a nurse. He finds a job at Barberton Hospital. And we spent a couple summers on top of my uncle's musician's bargain basement up there in Kenmore, living above the store. And then we'd go back to my mom's house in Niles, right, during school. So I'm 12 years old. I decided I want to live with my dad. So I let him know. And he starts looking for places. And he had a motorcycle. And he was just driving down a country road. Just so happened to see this little town, pulls in, never been there before, stops at the local gas station, and the man in front of him at that time is his best friend from high school. They grew up together. They did everything together. They were inseparable. They were two of a trio, and they lost touch after my dad went to the Coast Guard and just, you know, never really rekindled the friendship. So he's staring at his best friend from high school he hasn't seen in 25 years. And it just so happens that this man also lives in this town, and there's a little house for rent across from his. So my dad checks it out. Now, this house, it really wasn't a house. Like I said, it was really more of a servant's quarters. It had a living room and a kitchen that were connected, and it was a small hallway that terminated in a bathroom that had no bathtub. It was the shower, vanity, and toilet. And then to the left, there was a small bedroom. My dad put his bed in the living room. And we were intended to sleep in the little bedroom. Well, there was only one heat source in the house, and that was this old school furnace of some sort underneath the house, and there was a large steel grate that it came up and it radiated out. There weren't forced air ductwork through the house, so that bedroom was incredibly cold, right? So sleeping in the bedroom, I hated it, especially in the winter. We had little space heaters, but it was really cold. And, you know, I would pull the covers over my head because at night I would see, you know, the headlights dancing off of the road. And, you know, the thing, you know, you think there are people walking around your bed. You think you hear things. But again, my dad's working three jobs. I'm there by myself as a young teenager. But it was a creepy house. And there was a built-in mirror, a floor-to-ceiling in the little kitchen. That we would see that directly was across from my dad's bed in the living room. And we would often see a shadow man in the mirror. And one time I came home from Boy Scouts and the door was open and the storm door had been ripped off the hinges and it was laying on the deck. And, I turned to call the police, and run across the street, and I ran smack dab into my friend who looked like he had seen a ghost. And he said that he was coming into the house because in, you know, the 90s in a small town, you don't lock the doors. He came in to wait for me to get home, and he bent down to tie his shoes, looks to the left, sees this black thing in the mirror, turns around and runs through the door. Well, shortly after that, my other brother came to live with us, and we needed a bigger house. So we moved right around the corner into an old Victorian that was split into a bottom apartment that had the basement and then a top apartment. And there was a narrow set of stairs that went up to one of the two bathrooms in the house, but then the bathroom terminated in a wall because that's where they partitioned the two apartments, right? And the access to the second apartment was on the outside of the house. So you can imagine this is what a house that's 120 years old looks like. It's got the floor to ceiling windows. It's got the big gables. It's got all the ornate, you know, crown molding. It's got a central, almost like a small ballroom that has a fireplace that leads off to a kitchen, the two bedrooms and the living rooms in the front. And out back, there's an old well cap. And then there's access with a pole chute to the basement. The basement, you can imagine, you know, it's 5.5 feet tall. It's got, you know, peat growing on the walls. It was really what you think of an old, kind of rickety old house. Well, trouble pretty much started immediately. We would be in bed and we would hear whispers. We would hear knocking. We would hear noises. One night I was woken up by a woman screaming in my ear to wake up, to see a small little light behind a dresser. And I knew we didn't have a nightlight. So I woke my brother up, said, "Hey, what's that?" We go and we investigate and we find that there's a sock laying on top, because boys throw their stuff everywhere on behind a dresser, laying on top of a outlet to a window air conditioning unit, because of course in a 120-year-old house there's no central air, and it had caught fire because it shorted. And had we slept through that, this 120-year-old house would have went up in flames pretty much immediately. We probably all would have died. And we believe that woman was screaming at us to wake up. And my dad had a girlfriend at the time whom we didn't care for very much. Looking back, it was just, you know, just stupid. But she had a girlfriend that would often sleep in our beds when we were at our mom's in Niles. And that woman one time woke up to see an old lady scowling at her with her arms crossed, and she ran out of the room and slept in her car for the rest of the night. And we think that woman was probably the woman who was waking us up at night. My dad would often feel her get into bed, thinking that it was his girlfriend, but turn and look, and there was no one there. We would often find our beds made, even though we, of course, teenage boys with a dad working three jobs, we would never make our beds ever, right? We would feel people behind us. We would be in the shower upstairs and feel cold breath on our neck. We would, you know, it got to the point where we would shower in pairs because we just couldn't stand to be up there. And probably the craziest thing that happened in that house was one day we were in my bedroom playing video games, and we had just watched a movie in my dad's room and left a wooden chair there, and his girlfriend was in there, you know, finishing up doing what she did. Well, we hear a loud crash and a scream, and we run into the bedroom, and we find a chair broken into two or three pieces and sticking into the wall. and there's a small bathroom off to the left, and my dad's girlfriend, the door was closed and she was screaming, and we opened the door and she was, you know, she was on the toilet, not dressed. And you could imagine that she would be embarrassed by this, but she really just needed help out of the room. So we kind of picked her up and took her out of the room and got her to calm down and stop. She wouldn't stay in there, and we had to get her out of the room. And what she said happened was she was using their bathroom, and the chair picked itself up, threw itself into the wall, and then the door closed. And as soon as the doors closed, the lights flickered and they popped, and they said, and we went in, and it wasn't a breaker. The bulb itself had literally exploded. And, you know, of course you ask yourself, did she fake it? Well, one, why would she? And two, why would she want three boys that aren't hers staring at her in the bathroom and helping her out of the bathroom? So that was probably the craziest thing that happened in that house. But it was just always a feeling of dread. My mood changed drastically in that house. I would walk past the fireplace and things would fly off the wall behind me. I remember sitting in the living room and looking at yet another strangely floor to ceiling mirror built into the wall in the center room, and seeing that same man in black that we saw at the house around the corner. And I wasn't scared. I actually started bawling. I was so overcome with sadness that I started crying, and the people in the room with me were kind of wondering what's going on. Why is this 6'4", 340-pound teenager crying uncontrollably? But I really just couldn't stop. So the violence between myself and my brothers would get to insane levels that we wouldn't feel anywhere else. It actually came to where we would feel sometimes more comfortable being back at my mom's apartment in Niles, except for one time. So this girlfriend had a son, and he lived with us, and we took him with us to Niles one time to hang out and give my dad and his girlfriend some time. And we were playing hide and seek, and it was in the hood and in Niles, and it was one of those old apartment complexes that you know, had seen a lot. It'd probably been built in the turn of the century. And we were playing hide and go seek, and we'd lost my younger brother. He was 7 years younger than me. We couldn't find him. We kind of got bored. And so I went upstairs, and I walked into my mom's bedroom, and I saw this little girl with black hair jumping on the bed. It was obvious to me that she wasn't real, that she was dead. And I heard a noise behind the couch in the bedroom. And I look, and it's my little brother hiding. And so I ran, I picked him up, threw him over my shoulder, and we kind of fell down the stairs, getting out of the upstairs area. And, you know, a few years back, that was, you know, 35 years ago, we were talking at Thanksgiving, and he said, you know, we were talking, and he remembered me. He remembered the joy of winning the hide and seek contest, and then wondering why I would just drag him down the stairs. He didn't see the little girl jumping on the bed. Apparently only I did. But I described this girl to the son of my dad's girlfriend, and he said that it resembled his dead sister who had died in a fire when he was a little kid. So things just always followed us. And when we went off and went to college, my dad moved away. And recently I kind of drove back into town. I hadn't been there in couple decades, and I stopped at the old house, and it looked like it had been rotting since the day that we left. It just looked completely dilapidated and just in a sad state of repairs, but somebody apparently was living there. And I went and knocked on the door, and nobody answered. And I got this distinct and I almost got, there was almost a voice inside my head, like somebody else, why are you here? Go away. I turned around and left. But those 4 years shaped the way that I looked at the paranormal for the rest of my life, and it definitely changed my outlook on what's on the other side. Well, thanks everyone. Have a great day.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
feel off, tired, moody, you might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make. Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.